The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hello and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Good, thanks. We have guests today in with us from ServPro of Hanover Township, Bear Creek. We have Heidi Vandermark, who's the marketing manager, and Jay Rake, sales and marketing rep. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having us.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, appraising for over 40 years. You can feel free
to email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions at JRUDDY.com, or you can call us toll free at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-JACK.
Thanks, Pat. You can view our listings or search the MLS by going to JRUDDY.com, JRUDDY.com, and find us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. Okay, guys, Heidi and Jay of ServPro of Hanover Township, Bear Creek. What do you guys do? Who are you? What do you do, please?
Well, ServPro is the leader in fire, water, and mold cleanup and restoration. We offer 24-hour emergency services.
We handle everything from broken pipes to fire damage, smoke, mold, lead paint, asbestos, any type of hazardous situation, we restore it.
Wow. Okay, so you do a lot. You specialize in the cleanup and restoration of property after something devastating occurs to that property, whether it be fire, water, mold, asbestos, lead. I got that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Tell me about your services regarding fires. Does it have to be something that is a totally devastating thing for you guys to go in, or is
no,
it?
No, our fire restoration services are, we will take care of anything from food burn on the stove, something in a microwave, to a total destruction of your home. We've done things from just smoke throughout the house, from a minor fire to replacing everything in the home, contents, the structure. We can do everything.
You have a nice tagline. It caught my eye. Like it never even happened.
Yeah, our motto is to bring any home that's been damaged by fire or water to pre-loss condition. So that's where we get our tagline. We make it like it never even happened.
Okay. Fire can be, traumatizing to someone. Give me an example of what you do in an instance where, say, somebody was cooking and it didn't go too well.
As soon as they call us, and that's the key, is to call as soon as you have a loss. As soon as something bad happens, get on the phone, have someone coming, because a major problem is secondary damage. You have a small fire on your stove. Smoke gets throughout the entire house. The longer you let it sit, the deeper it gets into the contents, deeper it gets into the building materials, the harder it is to get out.
So don't take my curtains down and bring them to the regular dry cleaner.
No, you do not want to clean anything yourself. You don't want to try, because there's special processes that are used. And if you use the wrong process or if you use the wrong chemicals, it can actually make it worse. It can push the soot deeper in that it will never come out.
How about the odor?
The odor's the same way. Odors can set in there that you have to change a lot of things. One of the things that we can do to remove the smoke odor is actually to increase the temperature in the room. It opens up the pores of the building materials and allows us to pull the smoke odor out. A lot of times people will just clean it up and it looks fine from the outside. The next time the house warms up, it releases that odor right back into the room.
Sure.
Nothing like the smell of food on a stove, right, Jake?
Oh, my goodness. Food on the stove is one of the nastiest smells you will ever have in a house.
That's right. You get one of those nice aluminum pots burning, and you could tell as soon as... Well, Jay used to be a fireman at Scranton. I used to be a fireman in New York. As soon as you opened the door, you could tell what the fire was. You knew exactly what it was.
Yes, it is.
And we've even had, like, jobs so small, a lady burnt popcorn in her microwave, and she swore the smell was covering her entire house.
You came to my house? Was that you?
I usually burn the popcorn,
yeah,
yes.
But she swore it was all over her walls and her cabinets, so we were able to go in. We did a thorough cleaning. We used our ozone machine to kind of get the smell out, so in the end, she was happy.
Oh, so... Jay told me, he says, if I don't want to clean it, he says, call you guys and you guys will clean it for me.
Exactly. We'll clean anything.
Okay. So that's part of what you do, the deodorization of properties.
Right. And that's also, even if you're selling a home too and you kind of have, you know, for a potential buyer to come in, there might be some sort of funky smell in there. We can come in and get rid of, you know, if there's a musty odor or anything of that sort.
How about animal?
Yes. Yep. Animal... cat urine, dog urine, anything of that sort.
That's valuable to know. I didn't know that you guys did that.
Well, oftentimes, and the homeowner's not aware of that because they live in it. So, but somebody that comes in from the outside, realtor, buyer, so on and so forth, we're very aware of it. And we usually do have to bring it to their attention, very delicately, of course. But, yeah, it is very good information to know
and,
that.
And one of the bigger odors in a home is the cigarette smoke odor. Smokers, they don't notice it. They don't notice that their house smells until somebody else comes in and can notice it. And we do have all the equipment. We can remove cigarette smoke odor, even nicotine stains off the wall, anything like that. We can, you know, a home that's going to be sold, we can remove all evidence of anyone smoking in that house.
Cigarettes are a real turnoff for buyers. You know, in today's day, I mean, we can't go anywhere.
No smoking.
No smoking allowed, right? And so people are very, very aware and in tune with that. So buyers do get turned off. They could love the home. They go into that cloud of smoke or that smoky-filled house, and they don't want anything to do with it.
First impressions are important. Some of these odors are, as soon as you open the door, it hits you like a baseball bat, and people don't want to go in any further. They say, the house stinks. I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, and a lot of people think that they can just, you know, buy
a Glade plug-in
or a bottle of Febreze, and, you know, that temporarily gets rid of the odor, but it's going to come back.
So you guys will get rid of it permanently.
Right.
You get it out of the furniture. You get it out of the carpets. You get it out of the curtains. You get it out of the air. Great.
And the thing is, with that, is getting it out of the air is one thing. It's getting it out of the pores in the wood, in the sheetrock or the lath and plaster. That's where you have the problems. It soaks into that, and it's very, very difficult to remove.
Is it expensive? It sounds expensive.
It would be inexpensive considering the fact that if your house does have these odors, you're not going to sell it. And if you turn around and have it cleaned professionally, much easier to sell, much quicker to sell at a higher price.
Right.
I would think it's cheaper than buying new carpeting and having the house painted.
Correct.
Okay. And do you do free estimates?
Yes. Yes, we do free estimates on anything.
In with us today on the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker are Jay Rakes, Sales and Marketing Rep, and Heidi Vandermark, Marketing Manager of ServPro of Hanover Township, Bear Creek. What is your contact information, guys, please?
You can call us 24/7, 7 days a week at 570-822-4700. If you'd like more information about our services that we offer, you can also go to our website, www.servepro.com.
Okay, good. Good to know. You also do lead abatement, asbestos abatement, correct?
That is correct. We do lead, and we are EPA certified to do lead abatement. Lead in the homes is a major issue, especially around here. Just some information on that. 38 million homes built before 1978 have lead paint somewhere in the home. 87% of homes built before 1940 have lead paint in them. It's a major issue. It can cause a lot of problems, especially for children. The lead paint, children pick up paint chips, eat them, you know, inhale some of the dust if somebody's doing any work on old wood trim around the house or wood baseboards, the children can inhale that dust. It causes some of the effects of it are reduced IQ, learning disabilities, behavioral problems. It not only affects children, it will affect adults too, not to the same degree, but any renovation work, any remodeling you're doing, when you pull stuff down, if there is old painted woodwork there, there's a good chance that there's lead in that paint. And as soon as you disturb it, you've caused problems. There's a good chance of inhaling or somehow contacting that lead.
Okay. Well, in what we do, we're governed by a federal law that we have to disclose if we have knowledge of lead-based paint. So does the property owner. And as you mentioned, there are a vast amount of homes in this area that were built prior to 1978 that probably somewhere have lead-based paint. So do you test for it?
Yes, we can do the testing, and we can also do the removing of any walls or painted surfaces. Now it's a law, too. It's a federal law that any home that was built before 1978 that does have lead in it, for the contractor to be certified, lead safe certified by the EPA, which our company is.
Okay, so you recommend that any house prior to 1978 should be lead-based paint tested?
If you're doing construction, yes.
Okay, so when we go into homes and say the lead-based paint that was used. Well, it's not just paint. It's varnishes. They use varnishes. I mean, even a few years back, there was a toy recall, wasn't there?
Yeah, China. A toy made in China with lead paint.
And blinds are known to have lead in them. So, well, when you go in and you test, say that the house was remodeled and maybe several layers below may contain that lead. I mean, do you have equipment that tests?
Yeah, and you'll definitely notice, too, even if it was remodeled and there's paint underneath, new paint, it'll still start chipping away on the inside. So you'll still see, like, chipping on the walls where the lead paint was.
So when we see the chipping off and it's like that mint green paint that's probably from the 60s with some lead in it?
Right. And one thing, too, if you do hire a contractor such as us to get rid of the lead, there's a pamphlet out there. It's called Lead Safe Certified Guide Renovate Right. This pamphlet has to be distributed to the homeowner before any work is done, and that's how you know also that they're a certified firm.
Okay, we'll talk about that after the break. We're headed towards the break. Before we do so, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, I have a great listing. It's 943 Music Street in Scranton. It's two bedrooms, one bath. It's $69,900. I went through this house the other day, and I was amazed how nice this house is. It's adorable and manageable. It has natural wood, stained glass windows, wood floors, a walk-up attic that is partially finished. The unfinished section provides a great storage. It has some replacement windows. It has some upgrades in the bathroom. This house is, I was amazed how nice the house was inside. That's 943 Music Street for $66,900. $66,900, 943 Music Street in Scranton.
We'll be right back after a very brief break. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Hello again.
Hello again. And we have Heidi Vandermark, marketing manager, and Jay Rake, sales and marketing rep with Serve Pro of Hanover Township, Bear Creek. That's a mouthful.
Yes.
Thanks again, guys, for coming in. Before the break, we were talking about what happens when fire hits a property, whether it's small or large. And we were also talking about lead. Getting back to the lead-based paint and lead-based paint hazards and abatement, getting back to the fire, on the break, we were talking about puffbacks. What are they?
We find this a lot in vacation homes. Basically, what a puffback is, it's a problem with the oil furnace. And you go, when people get to the vacation home the first time in the winter, they turn their furnace on, and it just puffs smoke throughout their entire house, through all of the vents. It's very thick, and it's almost impossible to remove. You should not try and remove it yourselves. That's when you could call a company like us, Serve Pro of Hanover Township, Bear Creek. And it's best to call us within 48 hours of that happening.
And it's soot.
Right, it's soot that blows. It'll blow over your entire house, all your furniture, appliances, walls, carpets.
So if I took a damp cloth to that wall, what would happen? It would smear and not come off.
Right. We have special chemical sponges that we use that will go through and clean the walls and everything, special carpet cleaning techniques.
Okay, great. Great to know. It goes everywhere.
Exactly.
And you also do duct cleaning, correct?
Right. With the duct cleaning, too, especially if you do have a puff back, it's very important to have the ducts cleaned as well. And it also helps with the indoor air quality. People may have mold in their ducts and not even know it, breathing that in every day.
So Serve Pro really specializes in the cleanup and restoration. You don't replace, you restore things.
That's correct. That's the whole point of us coming in there, is to restore the property, not replace everything. It saves money. We don't have to go out and buy everything new. It also saves time. You're back into your home quicker than you would be if we had to go out and replace everything in the house, all the building materials, all the furnishings, all the carpets. It saves time and money all the way around.
But you do have certain situations, though, where just restoring is virtually impossible. So, you know, we can't restore every single time. Sometimes you do have to replace, depending on the extent of the damage.
Well, sure. I mean, that would make sense. So, but most of the time you're restoring.
That's correct.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so if they have with your couch is burnt down to the floor, you can't do anything with that?
I don't know if you'd really want to restore that anyway.
The springs would be sticking up and everything anyway.
Okay. Well, so you do, during that process, when you're restoring something, do you have to move things out? Do you have a storage service?
Certainly. We do have move out services where we will take everything out, store it in a secured facility. Whatever needs to be done to that furniture or photographs, anything that we have to take out of there to do our work, we'll take it to our warehouse, we'll store it, we'll itemize it, everything's in its own category, we'll dry it out, we'll see where we're at from there. Can it be replaced? We have formulas, we have different workbooks we work with. Can it be replaced? If it's something that's too delicate to be restored, it'll have to be replaced, or the damage is too great. But we do try and restore everything rather than replace it.
Okay, good. Good to know. It seems like there's a lot. I would never think about this until I was, you know, working on this show. And there's so much to this that you don't think of unless you're probably in that catastrophe. No.
Right. And another thing, too, that's why people don't think about it before it happens. One thing we do recommend is we have these home emergency booklets. And basically what it is a home contents claim inventory. You'd go through your whole house and just inventory everything you have. So when you do have a situation like that, you're ready for the insurance company. You know what we have, what you have, and if anything needs to be taken back to our warehouse, you also know as well. But if anybody wants any of these, we can mail them out to you for free, or you could stop by our office.
Again, you're located where?
We're located at 1266 Sansui Parkway in Hanover Township. Or you could give us a call anytime, 570-822-4700. We'll be more than happy to get one of these out to you.
And your webpage?
www.servproofhanover.com.
Okay. You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Serve Pro of Hanover Township, Bear Creek, Jay Rake, and Heidi Vandermark. You do also, which I found fascinating, electronics cleaning.
Yes, we'll go in. We strongly recommend that no one, after any type of loss, water loss, fire loss, to clean, try and clean their own electronics. You will get yourself in trouble and you will ruin by using even just standard household chemicals. We take the equipment, we bring it back to our warehouse, we dry it first and foremost, is get it dry, then see where we're at. We have the chemicals, we have the techniques to clean them, to repair them, and have everything done. Because you will certainly, without a doubt, ruin your 60-inch plasma TV if you try and clean it yourself.
Do you have much success with this? It would seem to me that it would probably be a daunting task.
Like I said, it depends on the situation as well. Obviously, if you have a water loss and you have a lot of water coming down on your TV, it may or may not be saved. We don't guarantee that we can get it back into working order. If we can't, usually the insurance will cover it anyway, so...
Okay, but at least you try. So you have that service available. That's great. How about, I saw somewhere I came across this. I was also fascinated. Books. You clean books?
You could save my old books from my 100-year-old books?
Right, and that's more like again, with the water losses, obviously if you have a fire and your books burned up, you're not getting those back.
Really?
but with the water loss, if you have important books that got wet, we do document drying. We can dry the books and get them back to pre-loss condition.
Wow. Okay, great.
Good same to know. Goes also with photographs. A lot of people will take their photographs that were on the wall, whether it be in a fire, whether just a water loss. They get wet. People open them up and try to take them out of the frames.
Destroy
biggest
them.
Mistake.
Yeah.
Leave everything the way it is. We have techniques and equipment to dry it out and restore it.
Well, I often say, and I'm in the process of backing up all my pictures, because I often say that's the one thing I cannot live without. That's the one thing. Everything else I can replace. But those pictures, I'm putting backing them up. I'm putting them on
flash drives.
Flash drives, and they're going to go into the safety deposit box. Off-site.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. How about, you know, in real estate these days, we're seeing there's a lot of vandalism out there. And so you have services that cover if a property has been vandalized. Tell me a little bit about that, please.
That's correct. We cover vandalism as far as spray painting a house, eggs, food products. You never know how anybody's going to, what they're going to do to vandalize your house. They'll always find a new and creative way to do it. We can come in, take care of everything. We have chemicals to dissolve the paint, the spray paint, without causing any damage to the home. We can come in, take it off of windows, food products that were thrown on a house. We can come, we can neutralize them. And a big problem that you would get with that would be the odors afterwards. Somebody, you know, throws eggs on your house. It sits there in the hot sun for 2 days. It's going to cause a problem.
So do you advise to people to hose or wash that egg damage off the house as soon as possible?
Yes. Any kind of food, biological, that's thrown on the house or in any way damaged, yes, hose it off as quickly as you can. There's still going to be some residue on there that will need to be cleaned off, but you can get the process started by just hosing it off.
And broken glass, get that up too, right?
Yes, get the broken glass up. Just for the biggest thing is that no one gets hurt. No one steps on the broken glass. Children don't come by and fall and get hurt even worse.
Right. Okay. Those are the things we have to think of. How about cosmetics? I think they're pretty hard to get off things, right? Walls, upholstery.
Yeah, we can also tackle those as well. Same thing in the carpets, you know, lipstick, nail polish, anything along those lines.
Right. How about don't? What do we tell people not to do if they have been vandalized?
The biggest thing is don't attempt to remove the ink, paint, anything like that, because you will drive it in further again by just using, you need something to dissolve the paint and break it down chemically so that you can be hosed off, it can be removed. If you just try doing it with standard household cleaners and a garden hose, you're just going to push it deeper in and make it more difficult or impossible to get rid of. Don't operate anything that was damaged. If they smashed the porch light off the front porch of your house, don't throw the switch and try and see if you can make it work, or if that will cause a secondary problem, which you could have a fire through, you know,
You'll definitely need ServPro.
Yes, then you'll definitely need ServPro because, you know, you'll be causing lots of damage. Also, don't discard anything that may be able to be repaired. You may think it's destroyed. You may think that's gone. We may be able to come there and fix it. Pieces of a porch railing, pieces of furniture that are out there. We may be able to come and fix it to a like-new condition. You may think that it's destroyed.
But it's essential that they call you as soon as possible.
In any type of disaster, whether it's fire, water, any type of damage to your home, it's essential that you call a restoration company, you call ServPro as soon as it happens, because the quicker we can get there, the less damage is going to be caused and the less secondary damage. Secondary damage is a big issue where if you have a fire in your house, the longer you sit there and wait with that smoke soaking in, the water from the fire department coming in and putting out the fire, the longer that sits there, the more damage it's going to cause.
And does insurance pay for a lot of this?
Insurance pays for a lot of losses, fire, vandalism, anything like that. We always recommend for people to check with your insurance company. What coverages do you have? What will your insurance company cover? What won't it cover? Will it cover the need to, if there is secondary damage, you have a fire in your home and it took forever for you to get somebody to come and clean it up, which caused mold to grow underneath the carpets. Are they going to cover that, or are they going to say, well, no, that's secondary damage, it's not related to the fire, you're responsible for that? So we recommend everybody check with your insurance company, see what coverages you have and what coverages are available to you.
Great information. And you brought up mold, and I would really like you guys to come back next week to talk about mold and water damage, because we didn't get anywhere near that topic today. So would you be so kind as to come back with us next week?
Absolutely. We'd love to.
Okay, and you have a 24-hour service, correct? So whatever time disaster strikes, you're there, correct?
Right, disaster does not strike between 9 and 5, so we're available 24/7.
Okay, wonderful. And your number again?
It's 570-822-4700.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up, Pat, with the listing, please.
Yeah, I have a house at 514 Brook Street for $55,000. It's currently used as a double. It's anyone that's a little handy or looking for a good deal at a good price, here it is. It can be a really nice size single. You would have to check with the city to see if you could use it as a two-family. The upstairs, it hasn't been used as a two-family for 20 years. That's 514 Brook Street, $55,000 in the city of Scranton, listed by Jason Thomas.
Thanks, Pat. And our tip of the day is add a color splash. Even a little color attracts and pleases the eye of would-be buyers. Plant a tulip border in the fall that will bloom in the spring. Dig a flower bed by the mailbox and plant some pansies. Place a brightly colored bench or Adirondack chair on the front porch. Get a little daring and paint the front door red or blue. These colorful touches won't add value to your house. Appraisers don't give you extra points for a blue bench, but beautiful colors enhance curb appeal and help your house sell faster. The key is tasteful. Don't overdo it. Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Thanks again, ServPro, for coming in with us. ServPro of Hanover Township, Bear Creek. If you have any real estate questions during the week, please feel free
to email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or call us toll free at 888-399-5225.
View our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Have a spectacular weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.